52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Weekend protests following the death of Tyre Nichols were not limited to Memphis, where five police officers were fired and are now charged with second-degree murder. During a demonstration in Phoenix, Diana Harris explained why she was taking part.
It could have been my son. It could have been my son. And that's the part that scares me.
There have also been calls for police reform at the national level. President Biden will host Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday. According to a White House official, the debt limit will likely be a key topic of conversation. The White House wants it raised. Republicans want to negotiate. Super Bowl 57 is set. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Arizona on February 12th. Chiefs beat the Bengals on a last-second field goal. The Eagles trounced the injury-ravaged 49ers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in the Middle East Monday, the region reeling after recent violence left Israelis and Palestinians dead. This is ABC News. As Russia fires more missiles into Ukraine, Ukrainian leaders are asking for more weapons. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more from Ukraine.
Fear and panic. Journalists taking cover in the Ukrainian city of Kherson as Russian rockets rain down. A woman died in her apartment block. In total, three civilians killed in the attacks. President Zelensky this weekend calling on the US and its NATO allies to provide longer-range missiles and fighter jets to Ukraine. After the US and Germany agreed to send advanced tanks.
Avatar: The Way of Water has now earned more than $2 billion. It's officially the fourth most successful movie in box office history, about $100 million behind number three, Titanic. Novak Djokovic won his record 10th Australian Open tennis title on Sunday. He beat Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece. It's his 22nd major title, moves him into a tie with Rafael Nadal for the most in men's history. Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
To the extent that, you know, he moves forward with his so-called presidential campaign. It happens to be a very low-energy campaign, by the way. But in terms of the other issues, look, there are people in this town running for office, as I understand it, in different parts of the country, who apparently seem to believe that perhaps dividing America or leaning into extreme narratives that don't have anything to do with historical reality perhaps might advance, you know, their own personal aspirations. I don't know. I think you've got to talk to these individuals.
Hakeem. Love him. Okay. I know, everybody. I know we've had a long national nightmare. We are all very traumatized, but our long national nightmare is over. Oh, God. Lordy, good God, Frangela, where have you been? What has happened?
Oh, it's been a journey. We've been trying to get back to you. You know, this entire time, we're like, why are y'all trying to keep us from Stephanie?
We've been stomping for Mike the Pillow Guy to be head of the RNC.
I know. You've been campaigning.
We're very tired.
Listen, we have questions that only you can answer. I believe, in this case specifically, Francis, was Anthony, Anthony DeValder, George Santos, his name today? Was he in Hannah Montana? Because you were in Hannah Montana.
Everybody has written me and asked me, do I remember George Santos? And I'm going to tell you, now, see, and this is what's the problem. Now, in my mind, I'm like, was I in a scene with George Santos?
He's that good.
Was it Katara Ravache or George Santos?
Right.
No, we remember Ravache. We remembered that.
Yeah.
We remember that.
I mean, of all his crimes and lies, I mean, fluffing your resume in that way in Hollywood, right?
I'm telling you.
Hotter part of it. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, at this point, with alternative facts and reality, you could seriously sit here and tell me, Francis, don't you remember that scene you were in with George Santos and Miley Cyrus? I'd be like, oh, right.
You don't remember? Y'all don't remember that one Sexy Liberal tour where George Santos played me?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Right. You had a thing with a guy.
That was one tour. Yeah.
That's right. Also, that was my personal favorite, is that he stole a plot line from Sex and the City, that he said someone stole his shoes on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight. That was, remember, someone held Carrie up and stole her Manolo Blahnik.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to steal those.
Right? Yeah.
Well, also, what that says is he has taste in his television viewing and plot line stealing.
True. Oh, okay. Look at you, always looking for the sunny side.
Well, that's half full. I like
that.
It's
very sweet. Yeah. It's very nice. Okay, this one is, let's see, this is back to 2020. This is, yeah, George Santos. Okay.
I believe all
Look,
of this.
If Donald Trump is not able to maintain the seat, I have had a conversation personally with his team, including Eric and Donald Trump. And I said, I think the president should run again in 2024 to prove a point. Biden did not win this election, and that he was more than capable of getting reelected, but there was other odd facts against him.
Hmm. Do you feel like the way he said personally, have you ever known a compulsive liar? It's like they just like, it's like a shark needs to move to stay alive, or, you know, we need air to breathe. Like he has to, I personally talked to the, do you really think he talked to, no, he didn't. Everything he says is a lie. Have you watched the clip about how he, what was it yesterday? He invented carbon something.
Carbon capture.
No way. He said
something.
No, he did not say that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't say he created carbon capture. No, Travis.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
I'll go look for it.
I mean, when are we getting that reality show? I just want somebody to film George Santos all day and see that when these lies, like when they are birthed.
Right.
When they happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's only one part of the clown car. Where should we start today in the clown car? Chip Roy, who, by the way, once again, not a putt-putt in Amarillo. Who knew? He is a guy. He's a guy, Chip Roy. Here he is. This is 18. Here we go. Yeah.
We need to get to the bottom of what all these documents are, and I'm quite confident, knowing the man that Mike Pence is, that he'll be happy to cooperate and say, here's what these documents are and why I had them, and if it was a mistake or not. I think this goes to the heart of overclassification and how many documents are floating around this town. But here's the key part. Again, we need to know what's at the University of Delaware. We need to know what's in Hunter Biden's offices. We need to know what's in Hunter Biden's, all of his connections. We need to know, because President Biden is the president.
So, did you enjoy them twisting themselves into a pretzel? How it was, no big deal when Trump did it. A huge, amazingly big deal when Biden did it. And then back to, it's not a big deal when Pence did the classify. Yeah.
But also, how we jumped to his son. Like, that's the jump where I go, okay, wait a minute. The real difference here is that person's not elected to anything. He shouldn't be getting any classified documents. And in fact, I'm confident he hasn't, because he's not in the government.
Right.
Documents, just like virus shedding, that concept.
Yeah.
They also documents. This document shedding. So what happens is?
What happened?
What happens is, if you were anywhere near somebody who had a classified document, you could get some document shedding. So if he was, like, at Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Hunter may have been near his daddy. And they're crazy.
Yeah.
They covered this in National Treasure 5, if you missed it.
Yes, they did.
Since you brought up vaccine shedding, we have to... First of all, can I have my apology music? I apologize yesterday. A caller said they have a hard time telling diamond and silk apart. And I said, well, not anymore, you don't. Which I was there a lie.
I thought it was funny and accurate.
It's true.
Sir, is that a lie? I'm just saying.
No.
Not a lie. Lies told here.
Is there a higher part of hell for lying at your sister's funeral about what killed her? That she said from being around vaccinated people, from vaccine shedding, even though she was hospitalized for COVID.
Sudden adult death syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. First of all, they were banned from Fox for vaccine disinformation. She's hospitalized for a month at Thanksgiving for COVID because she's an anti-vaxxer idiot. Pardon me. God knows how many other people they've killed. with their misinformation. Then her sister uses her funeral to spread more dangerous misinformation that's going to kill people. I mean, okay.
That funeral was one of the worst. Like, Donald Trump getting up there and saying, I don't know Diamond, but I know still. Like, the whole thing, but I absolutely, there's a special level of hell for that. That was your sister.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. How about Trump going, I didn't know Silk at all. right after she just said that we were all so close and did stuff together. I don't know her at all, but she's fantastic.
There's picture after picture after picture after picture.
Right.
Yeah. And then whining about how long they said this was going to be at the funeral. This was going to be 15 minutes. Like, oh my God.
He thought he was going to get a laugh on that, you realize. He thought everybody would be like, oh, you were a ha-ha. This is a black funeral. Okay,
yeah, that's also 3 days.
He paused for laughter. He literally did. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He really thought that was going to be a joke line. Yeah. And they were like, we haven't even gotten to the funeral part yet. We're just at the talkie talk part. Like, this is not.
Oh my God. In front of her friends and family. And also, I had to point out that he did do a promo for his appearance at the funeral, and I just want to make sure that Chris and Travis had one ready for my funeral, so I had them. You know.
Sunday.
Yeah. Starring Frangela, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks.
Oh yeah, we'll charge more than a sexy liberal show for this funeral.
The guy that owns
MC
the show
by Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
No, she's already gone on record saying
she will not heckle.
She will heckle from the back. She's not going to speak at my funeral. Yes, Travis. Oh.
Oh, not something to send to Chris.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Anyway, dear God. Also, the bombshell of all bombshells, this New York Times story about Bill Barr. And this is on the same week we find out about McGonagall. Is that his name?
Professor McGonagall from Hogwarts.
Right.
Yes.
But investigating Trump for collusion with Russia, who was arrested for colluding with Russia. I mean, okay, your thoughts.
Are you suggesting that criminals shouldn't investigate criminals?
That is what I was suggesting.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. Like Bill Barr and John Durham, how are they not also criminally liable That's for right. everything we just read about in the New York Times for covering up Trump's crimes, for obstructing justice? We're calling it scusi, the Italians saying, scusi. We have other crimes. So Trump was being investigated for financial crimes we didn't even know about.
But that's what happens. See, when you run a criminal enterprise, it's dangerous to go looking around.
Right.
Yeah, and what we didn't get, when Hillary Clinton, nobody came out and said, we are investigating the president of the United States who's running for office right now. For financial crimes in another country.
Right. Right. And you know that was covered up. We were talking about that AG from Mueller, she wrote, said, he's a taxpayer-funded, special counsels are taxpayer-funded. We deserve a declination memo. Then tell us what you investigated, why you declined to prosecute. Because clearly, it sounds like even they thought Barr and Durham, who existed to cover up Donald Trump's crimes at the time, even they thought this was serious enough, mm-hmm. incredible enough, they had to investigate, and then clearly just made it go away, right?
Yeah. Because
absolutely.
When you're a white man and in power, your crimes melt in the rain like sugar.
I hate to say it, but that's what I Glenn Kirshner this morning was saying. I swear to God, who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
Is Fannie Willis the only, and Tish James, do they have to do everything?
Yes, apparently so.
As per usual.
talking about black women, let's talk about the black captain of police in Memphis.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've seen the police be able to grab up fire. I've seen it in every killing. In every killing. Administrative leave.
Yeah.
That's right. And there's still some people on it who have yet to be dealt with properly.
She has done such an amazing job with such a horrible situation.
So yes. Multiple charges against five former police officers in the death of Tyree Nichols is what we're talking about, obviously, including for second-degree murder. And the DA did issue a call for police reform. Here we go again. Pulled over for, I don't know, reckless driving, something, you know.
She was on with Don Lemon of CNN this morning on Live.
Yeah.
I believed every single word she said. She was forthcoming. She was truthful. She held people to account when they needed to be held to account. I love that woman, and she should run for president.
Huh.
I'm telling you, black women.
Yes, black absolutely. Ladies.
Just saying.
And I know people have been some people don't know where to put it because the cops were black. And I think it's really important to understand when we talk about police brutality to everyone, but particularly and of course disproportionately to people of color, that the color that those police officers were was blue.
Yes.
That Google right now, does the ethnicity of the police officer matter in police brutality? All sorts of studies will come up for you. That shows that the culture of policing, not this bad apple garbage, but the culture of policing is such that is what you become.
And by the way, Angela, how many times must you say it? The saying, one bad apple, is it spoils the whole bunch. Why do they keep saying one bad apple like that's exculpatory, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the point we're making. Start over. We have to rehire. We need to start. We have a major systemic problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's an educational and behavioral problem.
Yeah. Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, off to a rousing Fridays with Frangela. This portion of the show brought to you by the perfect Cozy Earth pajamas per Lily Tomlin.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, indeed.
She called them these perfect pajamas.
You monkey.
I'm a big monkey that sent her perfect pajamas.
Yes.
Okay, keep it straight.
Okay.
Cozier bedding, cozier pajamas, the new plush bath towels.
Uh-huh.
They are all perfect. Yep. Thank you. That's why they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth bedding comes in six awesome new colors, super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, bath towels, everything made from sustainable viscose from bamboo.
Yes.
Fantastic. 5,000 five-star reviews. They are obviously just the rock stars of the, cozy jammies and bedding world. It comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Get cozy now, and you can save 35% on Cozy Earth if you go to CozyEarth.com and type in Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie, 35% off at CozyEarth.com.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code orbit to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/orbit and use promo code orbit at checkout. food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh! Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire!
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit! Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Dance like Katara Ravache. Fridays with Frangela. Okay, you didn't believe it, but so Travis had to get it for you. This is Katara Ravache. George Santos talking about how he invented
carbon capture.
Mm-hmm. Bring back energy independence. Keystone XL pipeline. Yep. Stop creating limits for the permits already out there. Allow our men and women who are out there drilling responsibly with carbon capture technology that I've helped develop and fundraise for in my career. I've had a very extensive role in gas and oil in this country.
He's had an extensive role in gas, that's for sure.
You know what I love?
He helped develop that.
Love about it. Does anybody watch Rick and Morty?
No.
I
need to.
I
need to. I need to. I know I need to.
Yes.
But, I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah, that's all right. But this is what I love is that he is, whatever he needs, like a true improviser, he just pulls in from the universe.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. That is a yes and. Yeah.
It's such a big yes and.
And we're supposed to go, yes, and you also know baby Jesus.
Yep.
Yes, and you personally are full of. Right. Yes. Yes, I see. When you look at it, when you put it in a, you know, Second City Groundlings perspective, it all seems better. You're correct.
It's just one long sketch.
It's one long performance.
Okay, wait. Can I have 21? Because speaking of unintentional comedy, this guy, Troy Nels, this Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, so in late of all the Trump.
He really
new
said
Trump,
this.
Russia, you know, news this week. He said this about Ukraine.
Okay. If we really want to end this war, you want to end this war, Joe Biden, you need to call Donald Trump. Donald Trump will call Vladimir Putin and end this war. We must stop this war, and Donald Trump can do it. What? He never went into Ukraine under Donald Trump in his 4 years.
I predict that's a phone call that will not happen.
Well, Donald Trump will fix it when he's inaugurated as the 47th.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't, you go ahead. I don't even know where to start.
You know what? Are we going to continually act like, Donald Trump didn't call the Ukrainian president to extort him? That not only would Donald Trump not stop this war, he would encourage it even more.
Well, and didn't want to give the Ukraine weapons and other, you know, defense items that had been promised them. Didn't want to help them then.
Yeah.
Unless he got something out of it. Like, it's this. Yes. It's absolutely insane.
And he didn't go in while Trump was in office because Trump was just going to give it to
right.
him.
Yeah. He had to go
so,
in.
Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela. I know, right? They're back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw 101.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Weekend protests following the death of Tyree Nichols were not limited to Memphis, where five police officers were fired and are now charged with second-degree murder. During a demonstration in Phoenix, Diana Harris explained why she was taking part.
It could have been my son. It could have been my son. And that's the part that scares me.
There have also been calls for police reform at the national level. President Biden will host Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday, according to a White House official. The debt limit will likely be a key topic of conversation. The White House wants it raised. Republicans want to negotiate. Super Bowl 57 is set. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Arizona on February 12th. Chiefs beat the Bengals on a last-second field goal. The Eagles trounced the injury-ravaged 49ers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in the Middle East Monday, the region reeling after recent violence left Israelis and Palestinians dead. This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
case of Vice President Mike Pence, he came forward and proactively reached out and is following the process. In the case of Joe Biden, he has had classified documents going back to his time in the Senate, where he started serving before I was born. So this is a long-standing national security threat, setting aside the very important fact that Hunter Biden also had access and used as his home address where those classified documents were improperly and illegally stored. This will be a part of the oversight agenda, and on the House Intelligence Committee, we absolutely want to make sure we have all of the facts.
Oh, of course you do. That is Elise Stefanik. Just so awful. All of them so awful.
She's in deep, deep doo-doo with George Santos because she's the one who pushed him through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and pushed fundraisers.
Fundraised for him and all that. So the Republican Party isn't too happy with her right now. She should probably pipe down a little
bit. I guess we shouldn't be surprised they have no shame. Like, you know, this Donald Trump stealing, obstructing, lying about nuclear secrets for a year was no big deal. Suddenly, Joe Biden's, it's the biggest deal in the world. And then Pence, it's no big deal again. Right? Even though, frankly, Pence and Biden did the same thing. They didn't know they had them. They cooperated immediately. So it's, you know, apples and oranges. Right?
But please, Andy.
Absolutely. They're not even remotely the same thing. What I find astounding, we talked about it on The Final Word this week, is that the real problem here is, first of all, the classified document peoples have got to get their chain of custody together.
Yes.
That is what's
absolutely
clear.
Absolutely.
I have new rescue dogs, microchipping. How many times must I say it?
I said it on the podcast. Why isn't there a chip in the finger where you go up to the document, you just like on Star Trek, you bink, it says Francis Callier, 8:36 a.m. is reading this document. When I get done with it, I bink it again, 8:40, I'm done.
I'm not a technical, does it actually say bink? Okay, I was not aware.
That's a technical term, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
insider
that's okay.
Term. Yeah, industry.
That's okay. Deirdre.
I'm enrolled in my other.
And let me tell you, I don't know how long people have seen, we know this lesson. Never put yourself out there on anything, right? Because Frances has this saying that I try to live by, which is she never complains about people being late because she knows one day she's going to be late. Right?
Right.
So when this happened, what it said to me, first of all, there's no comparison. Trump asked for a lot of these documents, definitely took them home, refused to give them back. He didn't find them and notify anybody. They knew they didn't have them and kept asking for them. They had to literally get a warrant from a federal judge to get to this document. There's no comparison. But what the Biden-Pence shows you is that we had documents all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis.
AG made a really good point on Mueller. She wrote this week. They were talking about these documents. Mm-hmm. And she pointed out the fact that the two, remember there was a couple of documents that were found at the storage facility in Palm Beach?
Yep.
She pointed out that the Justice Department said that those documents aren't anything that we're concerned with. And she said, because that also gives them cover to not go after Biden and Pence on those. Because they said, the lawyers found them, they contacted us, they did what they were supposed to do with those documents. As opposed to the stuff at Mar-a-Lago, which was in his desk and filed with his personal things and all of that. So it shows that even Donald Trump's lawyers knew to do the right thing when they're supposed to, as opposed to what he did in the Mar-a-Lago documents case itself.
Deirdre in Maryland. Did I finally say
you
that
did.
Right? Hey, Deirdre. Hello. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I finally say it right. And
you stunned her into silence.
Kathy in Albuquerque, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kath.
Hello. I just wanted to ask your opinion. I was wondering, do you think some of these businesses are caving in to the right wing, because they're complaining that their voices aren't being heard, the conservative voices? And it seemed like DirecTV kind of...
Did they say that on any of the 11 billion conservative radio stations
that they are? All over.
Or Fox News with millions of...
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was just wondering if you think they're caving, because they said they're going to have hearings now.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's what's happening.
That's what they're the whiny little bitch party. They are always the victim. Right?
Well, my husband watches Newsmax a lot.
Oh, no.
And because he likes to see what the enemy is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they just got rid of it today on our carrier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because of ratings. They put some other right-wing whack thing in there with Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly,
Oh, my God. Who needs Bill O'Reilly back? And who else is on there? Dana Loesch? Anyway.
Oh, God.
You don't actually need to have a subscription, because if you put tinfoil on your head... You will pick it up.
Yes, you will.
You'll receive it. If you've had the vaccine.
I get it through my teeth. I get it through my teeth.
The vaccines plus tinfoil allows you to get HBO also.
Well, even free streamers like Pluto TV, they have five channels of conservative channels, but only one channel of progressive talk.
The soothing tones now of Dana Loesch and Bill O'Reilly will be coming through your television. Paul in Seattle, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
What'd you do?
What? I didn't do anything. Why is it always me? I didn't do it. Bill in Florida, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I call John a lot just to say I won't cuss, so don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
I have an observation to make. I'm a C-SPAN junkie, and I'm looking right now, and do you know that the C-SPAN cameras are still there from 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, with this fiasco with Kevin McCarthy? The C-SPAN cameras are still on, because you can see them. They're focusing in. You thought they would have got rid of them. What do you think?
I don't know.
What did they decide, Travis, on the C-SPAN cameras?
Well, they're going to be able to do their regular C-SPAN duties in there, but it's not the...
The walk around,
yeah.
They didn't want them to see what a complete, clown show, show it is on a daily basis. Oh, like Representative Raby McForehead, Matt Gaetz, here he is. Yeah.
This special select subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee on the Weaponization of the Government will have the same or more resources than the January 6th committee had. That was the specific commitment that we got from Speaker McCarthy during those days that you referenced. And so, muscling up our investigative effort has certainly a part of it.
First of all, do you feel like the people that tried to overthrow the government now running the government means that to some degree the coup was, what's the word I'm looking for, successful?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I love to watch David Attenborough.
Uh-huh.
And there is a larva that goes inside like a bee or a honey, and a bee or a hornet, and eats its brain.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that it will still be walking around looking like a regular bug.
Yep.
They had that in The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
They did. Earwig.
So these are zombies. Right. These are zombies.
It's the plot of The Last of Us.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's happening inside of our government.
Except those creatures were more attractive than your current GOP.
Yes, true.
Infinitely more damnable.
Okay, so they're zombie. It's zombie GOP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're eating the infrastructure of our government alive, and it looks like it's functioning from, it should be functioning regularly from the outside, but it isn't.
Yeah.
Those creatures are more colorful than Jim Jordan.
That's true. Who is gray? And is what does Bob Seska call? He has a necrotic head.
Yes. He looks like E.T. dying in the creek.
Yeah. That he is E.T. dying in the creek gray.
If you want to
know which Crayola it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a fungus that's growing inside him and it's taking over completely.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy. He's got something's going on. You know what I mean? That's like the color that when they come in, they're like, oh, something.
He's coding.
Right. Okay. For instance, Exhibit 11T Billion.
Uh-huh.
A man from?
Florida.
Yes. Representative Corey Mills. Don't know who that guy is, starting his first term in Congress.
All right.
Are they all just freaks and weirdos?
Yes.
He said, I am honored to be a part of the Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committee. In that spirit, it's my pleasure to give you a 40-millimeter grenade made for an MK-19 grenade launcher.
What?
He gave everyone in Congress a grenade.
Even Democrats?
I don't know.
I think it was just the committee.
Oh,
let us come together and get to the work on behalf of our constituents. So he gave everyone a
grenade.
Right.
They were inert.
Yeah. Well, much like most Republicans.
What do you put in your gift bags?
Grenades.
What are you trying to say? I mean...
Face moisturizer.
That's what you
normally put in a gift bag.
I thought that was a...
Genucel.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about vestibules there for a second.
I don't.
That's a whole different... But I guarantee you, some of those grenades are going to end up in vestibules. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Yep. I saw the shape of them.
Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. You're on with Frangela. Hello, Trace. Tracy. Oh, God. See, it's not me. It's working. Ted Cruz, do we not hope that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell sue him to the ends of never? They cannot keep repeating this stuff, these lies about Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff was very active in getting Twitter, getting big tech suppress what he saw as politically problematic stories. He claimed many of the people talking about, for example, the Devin Nunes memo were Russian disinformation. That was a lie. Twitter told him that's a lie. He didn't care. Twitter. And so I think it was the right step. to remove Adam Schiff and then Swalwell. You know, okay. Today's Democrat Party for some time has been in bed with Communist China, but Swalwell took that to a whole different level. He was literally in bed with Fang Fang, jeopardizing America's national security.
Okay. I hope Eric Swalwell sues the living out of that guy. Yes. I mean, seriously, the FBI three times has said he, you know, was cooperated the minute he was alerted. And there is no evidence he slept with her. It's like, what? Go ahead.
I just, Ted Cruz, look, this is, seriously, Texas, seriously. I know you got your attitude and Lone Star, things have been in Texas, but seriously, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
You've got to vote for somebody else. I mean, for real.
Well, yeah. And they keep on putting, and they put Abbott back. Oh. I mean, it's just, you know, let me tell you something. You may know how to barbecue down in Texas, but you ain't got no taste.
No taste.
We mentioned this earlier, but Republicans in the House say they are going to go after what they call wokeness in the federal government in terms of funding. I'm not really sure how this works. Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina, mm-hmm. said we need to cut wokeness out. Our office is going to be looking at the dollars that go into wokeness, whether it's in the military or it's discretionary money. For instance,
you get your woke check?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're fighting white supremacists in our armed forces.
Yeah.
When we're talking about, like, to me, if you want to go inside of a system and pull something back out, why don't we pull out the white terrorists that you're showing how to use a gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
They better not stop our woke checks. I count on my woke check.
From George Soros.
He signs the back of them for you so you can cash them.
Republicans are claiming a full 50% of the budget for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease is dedicated to such initiatives. So
what?
Wokeness, in other words, you know, the people trying to keep you alive from, you know, COVID and other highly infectious. What?
Awake as opposed to dead.
This is hard. So you can't use us coming and going. You know what I mean? You can't call us the problem and defund us. You can't act like we get programs that we don't have and take away money from programs that don't apply to anything. It's just too, come on now.
Come on now.
Come on now.
In the words of, the immortal John Lewis. Don't we have that?
Somewhere.
We did.
Okay. He said it first.
Maybe that got sacrificed in the wokeness brigade.
Yeah.
That was in our budget cuts.
It was in the budget cuts for wokeness. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of Fridays with Frangela brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer and maybe a quaint seaside village.
Yeah.
Right? Historic harbors in New England. How about that lobster?
Can't get that from here.
You're cutting ahead to the authentic lobster bake at the shores of Maine. Before that, you can see the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park and the classic schooners in Camden Harbor.
Uh-huh.
Then you have an appetite. Then you get to the authentic lobster bake.
So you can get that.
Waiting the whole trip for the lobster.
Right, but you got to... Okay. Okay, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Newport. This remarkable cruise explores all of the scenic rivers and intimate ports among Maine's protected coastline. They have almost 11 billion tours, is what I'm going to say.
Is there more than one lobster stop?
I would hope so.
I hope so.
You can relax on your private balcony. Their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today. See where you're going. AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Frangela's back. I know, right? It's been awful. But yeah. There's a new final words, Idiot of the Week. Mm-hmm. You could just shoot them straight in your veins. We were talking off air about them releasing the Pelosi tape today. A California judge ruled against prosecutors by determining footage of the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband will soon be made public. But, Francis, you're making a good point. I mean, I don't know whether they think, oh, it'll dispel all these stupid conspiracy theories. But, you know, it doesn't seem like anything dispels stupid conspiracy theories in this country anymore.
Angela just made the point, too. Newtown, if people can convince you that 26 children, you know, the 26 people didn't die, I don't know what this video will do for the other side, you know, but, you know, thank you for showing it, because we need to have, people were laughing at this man. They were laughing at this attack. Yeah. I find that despicable.
Yeah. Well, understand, remember that, not Matt Gaetz, what's his name, who walked by the insurrection and put his fist
up. Josh Hawley.
Yeah.
Josh Hawley. He was live there at the incident.
Yeah.
And did that. So these people, I think we have to stop thinking that we're going to turn these, that there's some piece of information or evidence that's going to break through
yeah.
this willful ignorance.
Yeah, maybe watching an 80-something-year-old man nearly get bludgeoned to death won't be as funny as they hoped.
I think that they'll, if they can call, they've turned everybody into a crisis actor. They've said that nobody died of COVID. Yeah. Like, so these people, I don't think that any of these videos are going to appeal to, are going to do anything for that group of people.
Yeah. Here's something fun before we go. Mitch McConnell throwing Kevin McCarthy under the bus.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone like Kevin McCarthy? Here he is. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, yesterday.
As some of you recall, I've been through a few of these death ceiling situations. The one that seems to stand out the most was in 2011 when I negotiated with then Vice President Joe Biden the Budget Control Act in conjunction with raising the debt ceiling. It actually worked. It reduced government spending for 2 years in a row for the first time since right after the Korean War.
Okay, went on to say.
So here's where I think we are. I can't imagine any kind of debt ceiling measure that could pass the Senate would also pass the House. So even though the debt ceiling could originate in either the House or the Senate, in this current situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's to be dealt with, will have to come out of the House.
So he's basically saying they're a crazy
it's you.
Bunch of mother...
It's not me, it's you.
Okay, got it. One last one.
Well, I think it's entirely reasonable for the new Speaker and his team to put spending reduction on the table. I wish him well, and talking to the President, that's where a solution lies. Again, at the risk of repeating myself, I can't imagine any debt ceiling provision passed out of the Senate with 60 votes could actually pass this particular House. So I think the final solution to this particular episode lies between Speaker McCarthy and the President.
Yes, he wished him well with that phone call to the President.
It's all on you.
Because what he's going to do is lose his job.
Yeah.
He tries to do anything for the American people. Either going to satisfy that caucus or not.
Yeah. So little time, so many great documentaries coming out. The Brett Kavanaugh one, right? The one on
Jim Jordan,
sexual abuse at Ohio State. Colin Kaepernick is producing a new documentary that focuses on how crime-ridden Kevin McCarthy's district is.
Where my mom lives.
Killing County is what it's called. It's up near, Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
Right, plagued by gun violence, officer-related homicides, other crimes, etc. Kevin McCarthy's constituents have been
talking about this. His district is a mess. Whenever
he has a 17% approval rating. That is, you got to give it up. That is hard to do. And what has he been in charge 2 weeks?
And whenever you see him doing one of these little hits on Fox News where he has those beautiful tall skyscrapers behind him with those palm trees, that ain't Bakersfield.
No, it's not.
Right.
That is not anywhere near
the tallest building
near
in Bakersfield is like 12 stories.
Yeah.
There are no skyscrapers in Bakersfield.
These are like beautiful glass and steel buildings.
Oh. Also, people back in his district believe he is ignoring their needs because he's too caught up in his rise to power. People back home feel their pleas for help with water problems. Mm-hmm. A big deal up there in their largely rural district are falling on deaf ears as they're having to appeal to some lawmakers in neighboring districts for help. Because Kevin McCarthy, they're just not here to govern. What does Malcolm Nance call them? Just, you know, monkeys with machine guns. That's what this next 2 years is going to be.
With shooting things.
Yeah.
But you know what? But you keep voting for him. You keep voting him in. So I don't have any empathy for that.
Yeah.
You have the power as the voter to stop this.
Right.
Like they could run a dog next to Kevin McCarthy. The dog should win. So I don't understand.
By the way, you gave a shout-out to Malcolm Nance for making war understandable for the rest of us. He said war uses lots of shooty things, and you have to resupply the shooty things.
You need more shooty things.
Yeah. See? Oh, we're out of time, but you're not out of time to get final word and idiot of the week. MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com. Frangela is back. Thank you, baby, teenage, and adult Jesus. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Love you.
See you Monday.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5, at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.